from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. I was reading an interesting article, maybe yesterday, maybe it was the day before, on The Ringer. And essentially, well, considering they lost, it comes down to this. Did the Mavs learn the right lesson, but just too late? And so a lot of the lesson talked about the specific individual defense of Luka, but I think you can expand it out beyond that. And a lot of people did point out, this is not a team that had a ton of time together, a max of what, 4 or 5 months, 4.5 months? Since February? Yeah. All right.
4.5.
And so I wonder, do you think the defensive lulls that popped up a lot in this final series, I do agree, are partially because the Celtics are really, really good. But I can't give them all the credit for that just because you saw some individual matchups. You're like, that just feels like poor defense right there. Or like poor effort on defense right there.
Yes. I think that still the Mavericks are dictated by shots going in. Okay. Jason Kidd has talked about this from taking over the job from Rick Carlisle. Is it's gotten better over time, but if the shots aren't falling for the Mavs, their defensive energy goes away at times.
Okay.
And so that's going to have to be, if you're going to ultimately win the championship, that's going to have to be fixed. Now, I'm not saying that other teams don't fall into that their defensive energy goes down because their shots aren't falling on the offensive end. But I think for Luka, it's a major extreme.
Okay.
And he's the leader of this team. So if Luka is struggling to make shots, last night early in the game, he's struggling to make shots, then he struggles to engage in other parts of the game.
And like I said, a lot of this article did focus in on specifically on Luka's defense. So we can make it about just him if you want, or about the team in general. But sometimes I think one of the lessons they've learned is maybe just doing the boring stuff is the best thing. You know how we talked about Rory McIlroy talked about, like, hey, when I won the 2011 US Open, it was probably what people would have called boring golf. You just stack, stack, stack. Sometimes the Boston Celtics probably play what people think is kind of a more boring style of basketball, but they just stack, stack, stack. And I hope that that's another thing the Mavs pick up from this. Like, our lob game getting back on point a lot better these last two games, you love to see it. But I also love to see a steal or a defensive stand where you almost run out the shot clock or force a poor look just because you were stuck on your guy. That might not, like, be super exciting, but you win, it's super exciting.
I mean, Jaylen Brown won MVP because you couldn't move him off Luka.
True.
Holiday, you couldn't keep him, you couldn't screen him from anything because he would get to where he needed to go. They have, how many two-way players do they have on their team, Kevin?
I think 50. Six.
I could. It feels like 50, though, right? I could see six, which that's a crazy number.
It really is. And that's why whenever they want to put the clamps down defensively, which history does show, I know Golden State had four very, very, plus defenders on their court at a time with Steph, who was a NA defender.
Average at best.
And so, but when you look back at those Bulls teams, great defenders, length, really good at that part. And that helped them transition into offense. Those things turn into offense for them because of what they did. And that's what you saw with Boston. They were able to turn offense and defense into offense very quickly. And whenever they wanted to spell you for a 10-point run, you couldn't really do anything about it because they could do both sides of it. And that was the effective thing. So does that kind of go along with what you're saying here,
yeah,
Kevin?
No, absolutely. And
their team's full of it.
You know, I thought about something when you talked about his offensive, Luka specifically. Like, if his shot's not falling, potentially does his defense suffer? Can I ask you one more question to kind of maybe expand that out? Because I crunched a bunch of numbers from throughout the playoffs. Do you think the same thing can be said about his ball distributing or his ability to take care of the ball? Here's the reason why I bring it up. Throughout the regular season, his assist-to-turnover ratio was 2.45 assists to one turnover, all right? In the playoffs, down, but not like shockingly down to 2.24. In the finals, 1.21. He had 28 assists to 23 turnovers. Now, I know, obviously, one of the things we bring up is you got to give some credit to Boston, but Minnesota's a fantastic defense. You face other really good defenses along the way, and he was pretty close to his regular season mark. Do you think the passing also, or the ball protection, I guess I should say, also gets affected when his shot's not falling?
Yeah, there's a lot there. One, the Mavs role players stunk in the NBA Finals, so there was probably some assists that you would assume he would get that they just couldn't finish off plays to give him a few more assists in the NBA Finals. But yes, his fatal flaw, one of Luka, I think the major fatal flaw with Luka has to do with his emotional ability to not lose it. Like to just lose it inside of him where he just loses it emotionally and it causes issues. He doesn't realize how much that rubs off on his team.
Yeah.
He is like, you know, it's kind of like, I'm not hurting anybody. I'm just hurting myself. No, you're the leader of this team. When you lose it emotionally with yourself, with the refs, with your coaching staff, with a player on the team, it rubs off on the rest of your team. And he's still 25 years old. Hopefully he's learning these valuable lessons.
I think he is, for the record.
So I think that when he loses it emotionally, he can make some bad decisions with the basketball.
Man. They tried to take that out of his hands last night. They were like, Derek Jones Jr., you're bringing the ball up the court tonight. PJ, you're bringing the ball up the court tonight. Just take that off of his plate for just a little while.
How did it work?
Didn't work out, Mike. Didn't work out.
I feel like that's where Dante Exum is valuable, and he's the one guy.
He can bring it up. Yeah.
He can bring it up, and you're not scared he's going to get ripped at half court.
There were a lot of those times, Mike, where it felt like they didn't know how to get Luka the ball once they got past that line.
And Luka's a horrible player without the ball.
Yeah, he doesn't know exactly where to go to receive the ball.
I'll say he's a very weak player, but he does not work very hard off the ball.
Something that he can probably learn this offseason.
Okay.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Now that you bring that up, I'm just going to toss a couple things out there because I know I've seen some people like, hey, how can you think that Luka has that I don't want to lose worse than anything mentality because they think he's out of shape. I know people brought up his lateral movement and that slowing down his defensive abilities. So Grant asked about Luka playing in the Olympic qualifier. And I understand why Luka would answer it like this. And he goes, I don't want to talk about that. Well, wow, what's next? I have some decisions to make. I'm just trying to get a bit healthier. We'll talk. We have interviews in 2 days, right? So I'll give you an answer then. So
probably got to talk to a doctor, say, hey, yes, what's up with this knee?
Probably so. But that is a slight concern, I guess I have. Maybe it's more than slight. I understand why he wants to play for his country. That is aspiration, I'm sure. The hundreds of thousands of people would have to be
Mike
in the Olympics.
Mike wanted to play for his country.
Yes.
And he did.
Yes. And we got him a bronze medal.
Yep.
But is that the best for his recovery or for his ability to get in shape? Because I know you can be in shape basketball wise, but if you're just worn out, you just played like 100 games.
Yeah.
Or maybe a little bit less because I know you didn't play every single regular season.
I think the Celtics go 80 and 21
for the year? Yes, and
so I think Luka played like 90 games this year. And now you're like, hey, now I have to move to the qualifying tournament, then potentially the Olympic. It's just you get worn down, and so then your recovery is probably, I'm going to at least rest a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And for somebody who runs around all the time, I'm guessing that just sitting on the couch is probably like not best for your body makeup.
Right, but I don't think he should play in the Olympics at all, for Slovenia. I know that stinks, but there's a lot of ways that you can, one, if he has to have like a minor surgery, he's going to have a little bit of rest for that surgery to recover. But through that, you rehab. But you can do a lot of, and I know this was when Jordan was hurt, but there's a lot of things that happen now. You can, to lose weight and to keep your cardio, you can get in the pool and you can run in the pool. You can swim in the pool. There's a lot of ways that he can work on his cardio without playing basketball.
And without impacting his joints. You know, like that's a huge factor.
To get
that's
off of his knees the way that his knees are getting destroyed, because he's probably throughout his career in NBA basketball, he's probably carrying 10 to 25 pounds of extra weight that eventually hurt your knees over time.
He's probably already 30 years old in basketball years, Kevin.
In a way, he might be.
Because he was playing professionally.
That's
so
interesting.
I mean, I don't think he's going to have what I would consider a long career. I don't think he's going to have a Dirk or LeBron or kind of Duncan.
Just because he was playing at such a high level at like 16.
And he plays heavy.
Okay.
So I think he plays at a little bit of a heavier weight. And if you think about the guys that have played these super long careers, they didn't really play at a heavy weight, especially early on. Like, I guess Shaq might be an exception, but think about how horrible Shaq was the last 5 or 6 years of his career because it wears on you to play especially basketball at a heavier weight than probably you should be. But there's a lot of things that he can do to get better without playing basketball in Slovenia. And I get people are worried if he doesn't, then he's going to get 30 pounds overweight. But there's so many different ways to stay in shape and to improve your cardio and to lose that kind of 10 pounds of, I don't know if you want to call it baby fat at 25 years old. But
I get what
a little beer belly actually.
He does. He does have a little bit of a beer belly. And you kind of want him to be, I don't want to say heavy. He uses his body in a way that really destroys teams, defense. But He is too heavy. He's still trying to work on that. It's weird that he did it. Did he gain 15 pounds during the season?
I heard you say that before. I'm not entirely sure I can tell.
I can't. Totally. I feel like he, from the end of the year to through the playoffs, it felt like he put on some. Okay. Just seeing it, because he did look fitter and trim early in the season. And I don't know exactly what happened, but man, he did have a kid. We know what that does.
He's, once again, I want people to understand, he is great. He is one of the best basketball players in the world. But there's another level he has to take it to. Michael Jordan was winning MVPs and averaging 37 points a game, and he had to get, I forget the guy's name, but he had to change his total workout program in the offseason to become the best player to lead a team to championships. And so Luka's at that point. He can stay great and make all the first-team NBAs he wants, but if he wants to take it to the level of, yeah, there's no doubt, he's the best player in the NBA, he has to take his training and his brain to another level.
Which Kevin's not rooting for. I just want to point that out. What? He loves Jokic so much that he doesn't want Luka to ever overcome.
I'd much rather the Mavericks win than the Nuggets win.
That's true. Don't know about that.
That state of Denver next to Colorado.
That's not...
That's a Blake. So, that's a fun Blake.
Somebody, there are definitely some of those out there. This comes in and it kind of circles back around to what we were talking about. Somebody texted in, Luka just doesn't want to play defense, period. I disagree with that. I think maybe sometimes that's true, but you look at the last month of the regular season, he played tremendous defense. You look at the beginning of the playoffs against the Clippers, tremendous defense. I know it was isolated, just game four, but tremendous defense. That's what's so frustrating. You've seen the flashes. I'm not saying he's ever going to be, you know, third team all NBA defense right, or sure. anything like that. But you've seen flashes that you know he can do it. It's just these first three games, he really eased back and the Boston Celtics saw it and they're like, then we're going to pick you off every time.
I don't think it's the desire to play defense. I do think he needs to recognize the difference between regular season defense and playoff defense and how much that changes games, because in the regular season, you can let a guy fly by you. In the postseason, that can't happen as frequently as it does. And I think Mike's right about the, like, his body, he has to work on his footwork. He has to work on his shape in order to do both things if they're going to choose that he's the guy.
Probably for another segment. I don't know if a human being can have the ball in his hands that much and be a great defender.
It's a thing that I don't know either.
I'll have to go back and look at those efficiency numbers because I didn't break down that aspect.
Like, could Michael Jordan do it?
Phil Jackson said no. Phil Jackson said, we have to run a triangle offense. One, you have to involve your players. And then two, like, can you, and it's a different game now, but I just don't know if you can be asked to do that much offensively. And like, I would shoot back at Ryan Dries, who texts me all the time because he's not a big Luka fan. I get it. He's a Golden State fan. He's like, he doesn't pass the ball. He dribbles too much. When you watch P.J. Washington and Derek Jones Jr. dribble the ball up the court, does it look like those guys can make decisions passing them the ball and say, hey, now you guys dribble and make a good pass to a person? So they have to get better around him. But also, I think the Mavericks understand this. I don't know if Luka does or not. Handling the ball that much takes so much energy out of you. And then defensively, that's where he decides. And I understand he has to make a decision somewhere. Where do I rest?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.